I want to get to our guest, Ali Master. He is someone that came from Pakistan in the late 1980s. He went against his parents' wishes by ingraining himself in American culture. He found God here. He was from a very strict Muslim family in Pakistan, and that caused a lot of problems with his family when he came here. And what a story. So we're talking about an unbelievable story where a person went from, you know, sweeping floors at McDonald's to living the American dream. And we're going to let him tell that story coming up next on Overnight America KMOX.
Miss any part of Ryan Recker on Overnight America?
What if I missed something important?
Download the podcast anytime at KMOX.com/ONA.
Joining us now is the author of the new book called Beyond the Golden Door, Ali Master. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Sure thing, Ryan.
Quite a story that you have told in Beyond the Golden Door. And I want to start at the very beginning, your humble beginnings. Where does it all start with you?
Well, it starts in Karachi, Pakistan, because I was born over there, came here when I was 18 as a student, and born to two parents who adopted me.
Oh, wow.
And then came here as an immigrant student, got a job at McDonald's, and started to make a life from there.
So you were an immigrant student. Yep. What school were you going to?
I started at University of Texas at Arlington.
You chose Texas. What did you know about Texas before moving here?
The show Dallas.
You knew belt buckles and, you know, big cowboy
JR
hats and things.
And pretty much, yeah. I thought that's how America was. I had only been to India, which is really not that far from Karachi.
Right. So why did you decide to even come to the United States? Why did you make that your destination?
Well, I had several family members in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and classic Pakistani parents, they send you somewhere where you have somebody who can watch over you, quote-unquote. So I came to UT Arlington because I had a cousin there.
Well, that makes sense. You know, and just looking at your photo, are your parents still alive?
No, sadly, they just passed away over the last few years.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But, I mean, they were able to see your story play out, all of these years of you here in the United States. They must have been very proud of everything you accomplished.
Yeah, it was an interesting ride. You know, as you read Beyond the Golden Door, I mean, you will learn about some choices I made, including, you know, choices about faith. So it was a difficult time there for a while with my parents because they have a very strong Muslim faith, which is how I grew up. But over the years, as I grew in my career and became a partner at Ernst & Young and spent a lot of time in Pakistan taking care of them, there were bridges built, and they were very proud.
Wow. Did they feel like America was corrupting you?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes. They sent me over here to go get an education and then maybe work a few years, and especially since I was the only child, and then to come back and to, you know, live over there and marry a Pakistani wife and live a normal Muslim, you know, life.
Yeah. So the book is Beyond the Golden Door, and author Ali Master joining us here. You started when you were going through school working at McDonald's, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. What was that experience like for you?
Very challenging, because my parents were middle-class Pakistanis, and so the company my dad worked for paid for everything. So they paid for the country club, the gardener, the chauffeur, the maid, the car. So when I came here to take a plane flight and to come to America and then be sweeping floors in McDonald's the next month, big adjustment.
Wow. See, that doesn't sound like middle class to me with all of those perks.
No, but because the company paid for it, you know, you didn't really know. It was not until my dad retired that I realized we really aren't as wealthy as I thought we were.
Because of all those other things that went away. I see.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. So, but it's a humble beginning. I'm sure you learned a lot and were able to take the experiences of that job and use that as a way to propel or build on your experiences, you know, learning about America, going through college, and then what your hopes and dreams would become.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the most encouraging things I found about America, Ryan, when I started. See, in Pakistan, people that are behind the counter do not mix with people in front of the counter. But in America, it's like even the CEO of McDonald's started off flipping hamburgers. Mm-hmm. And so I really saw an opportunity, and you can learn a lot from working in a place like a restaurant. And I saw a lot of learning building blocks from there.
Yeah. What was your dream at that point?
Oh, gosh. At that point, you know, I was a computer science major, which I discovered, you know, is not for me. And I wanted to graduate. And really, I was a pretty shallow guy at that time. You know, you come over here to get a degree and make money. And that was really, it was a narrow materialistic dream, to be honest.
And even though that may have been a little bit narrow, though, isn't that a path that a lot of people go through if they're searching for whatever it is? It seems like at some point, there's always going to be a pivot. I'm sure there was a pivot for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, if you, you know, and this is not just true of immigrants coming here, right? There are a lot of people who think, well, this is all there is. I have to go to college and get a great job and get a house, maybe get married. And the pivot for me really happened after having a colossal failure. And I ended up making a lot of mistakes that a lot of students do that are really living a decadent lifestyle here with no controls. I was 19, and I ended up making a lot of mistakes and ended up in a hospital with a slashed wrist.
Oh, wow.
And then life turned from there, and we can get into that more.
Yes, I want to. So the book is called Beyond the Golden Door, Ollie Master, someone that has lived the American dream. We're going to continue our conversation next with him. What changed in his life to make things for the better? Coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
You're listening to Overnight America with Ryan Recker. Follow Ryan on Twitter. At Ryan Recker.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Our guest is author Ollie Master, and the book is called Beyond the Golden Door, Seeing the American Dream Through an Immigrant's Eyes. Came here at the age of 19 from Pakistan, was a student also working at McDonald's at the time. What changed in his life to bring him the American dream? You're only in America about a year at that point, and I'm sure it was a whirlwind trying to figure everything out. How did people treat you when you first came here?
Well, I mean, there were a lot of internationals in the Texas area, and I was very interested in learning about the American culture, and that was my first exposure also to not being a majority anymore. So you went from really being this tall, dark, and handsome to just dark, and now you're a diverse person, right? And you're no longer normal, if you will. You're a minority. So there were incidents of where people treated me differently because I was a brown-skinned person. But then on the flip side, I also had some amazing American friends who treated me with dignity.
Yeah. So what turned in your life? You're 19 and things are rocky for you. What changed?
Well, the biggest thing that changed was I met this girl, and she was the first person that I ran into who was a young person. Her name is Judy, and she was a person of faith. And that was very strange for me to be young and focused on faith. Mm-hmm. And I thought I knew everything there was to know about Christianity. And then she started to share with me her story and her own relationship with God. And so I found faith through her.
Huh. And that's what really built a relationship with God, is you were introduced and something in you was burning there, and you followed it, and it took you someplace great.
Yes. So the freedom of religion, which I talk in Beyond the Golden Door, is probably the most precious freedom we have. And we take many of these freedoms for granted. So in my country, growing up, you were really not allowed to explore faith unless it was like, this is the faith of your forefathers, and you must believe it. And so the big turning point for me was to understand that there is more to life than just graduating and earning a lot of money, that there is the dimension of faith and discovering it. And that really turned my world upside down.
Wow. So yeah, let's talk about that. Did that mean? So her name was Judy. Are you married to Judy now?
I am now. Yes.
So how many years?
Golly, 91. So 28 years.
Are you doing the math right now in your fingers?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a CPA. That's embarrassing.
Oh, that's wonderful, and that must have been quite a experience for you too. For me, you know, same thing happened in my life, Christianity wise. My parents sent me to a Catholic school, but we never really attended the services or did anything with that. But it wasn't until I was an adult in my 20s that, I gave my heart over and, you know, I was baptized as an adult and, you know, I've lived that way since. And that was the major turning point in my life, too.
That's great. And I think when people experience that for themselves as an adult, I mean, I've seen that with so many people, that's when they are really most passionate. So that's great to hear.
So how about you after that point? You're a new creature. What happens in your life after that?
Well, this is where I then decide that when you discover amazing information that has been kept from you for years in terms of the truth, you can't just hold it on to yourself. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take some missionary training and go back home to Pakistan.
Wow, okay.
To tell my parents about it. Mm-hmm. And that was probably the hardest summer of my life. That was 1990.
Were they open to the idea, or did they at least talk to you about it?
Well, it was very difficult. No, they were not open at that point. And to your earlier point, they thought there was voodoo done to me by rich Americans and a beautiful girl.
Sure.
The reality was our relationship had moved on, and I made these decisions well on my own. So Judy and I had sort of moved on to our different paths. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going back, and they couldn't come to terms that these decisions were my decisions, and so they sent me to a psychiatric ward.
Oh, wow. They can do that when you're an adult?
Absolutely. That goes back to the freedoms we have over here. You couldn't do that to a 20-year-old at that time.
Yeah.
So, I had to stay with the psychiatrist for them to evaluate, is he crazy or are these decisions his decisions? And thankfully, the psychiatrist was a omnist, so he came to the conclusion, you know, he's not crazy. So that was a positive.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. That was one of the positives. So after that, let's say, did you stay in Pakistan for a while, or did you come back to the United States?
I did come back. So I went there for an entire summer. Mm-hmm. And then as an international student, I had to come back and get back to school. And really when I came back, at that point, Judy and I became close again. And then I got married. And then my career also started to take off.
Wonderful. So you're still going through school at this point. Were you starting to plant some roots, internships, or just maybe some low-level jobs in a company that you wanted to learn more about?
Yeah, so here's what happened. You know, I was a manager at McDonald's. We get married as I am still a junior and Judy is a senior. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, hey, no more crazy hours closing stores. No more polyester pants. Go get a real job. So I found a consulting job using my customer service skills. And I felt like God led me into these very niche tax areas,
yeah.
And I'm not going to bore you with those details, but I just fell in love with some of the tax law, and that sort of took off my career, and one thing led to another to end up at Ernst & Young.
Well, how about that? And you work your way, and you're a managing partner to this day, aren't you?
Yes, wow. I am. I've been with EY since 95, so it's been an amazing 23-plus years, and so now, today, I'm still with them. I manage quite a large practice.
Yeah, that's amazing. You talk about the American dream from when you first stepped onto American soil when you were, you know, just 19. And now you can go back and look at the American dream and see where it's taken you. How do you even comprehend this journey to begin with? Because it's one that it seems like very difficult for someone to get to. But and maybe you can help define what you think the American dream is, too.
Sure. So let me quote you from Beyond the Golden Door. That might be a good way to do it. So in my view, the American dream isn't about what you can ultimately achieve in terms of financial success. It's about your visions, and aspirations being within your grasp, if you're willing to strive for them, that is all a person can hope for, to be able to pursue happiness. Mm-hmm. You know, achievements never promise in the Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it's the freedoms that we have to be able to choose your career, to be able to choose where you live, and whether you're going to marry or not, or who you're going to marry. And those things are what make America special and the dream special. It's not necessarily just accumulation of assets.
Yeah. You know, seeing the American dream through an immigrant's eyes, Beyond the Golden Door, author Ollie Master. If people want to check out this story, a very cool story, where can they find the book?
Well, they can go to oliemaster.com. They can get a free chapter to read. The book is out July 2nd.
Oh,
and
okay.
So
Not
yet, but the ebook might be released this week. I mean, ooh, if they really want to buy it, they can buy it from our website today. But it's more about connecting with me and just check it out. There's a lot of good stuff there on the site.
Yeah, and I've never seen this on a book. It has the read time on the back, the estimated read time, so you can estimate how long it'll take you, which is kind of cool. I don't think I've seen that on a physical print. Sometimes you see that on the, you know, the digital or the ebooks or whatnot. And
yeah,
on the front cover, you have New York City. Where's Dallas on that?
Well, this is very iconic because that's the city I landed in. And frankly, when this whole name of the book comes from the Statue of Liberty, mm-hmm, you know, because Golden Door is quoted in the famous quote by Emma Lazarus, the poet that, you know, that writes, "Give me your tired, mm-hmm, your poor." And it says, "I lift my lamp beside the Golden Door."
Aww.
So Golden Door is the doorway to America.
Got it. Beyond the Golden Door, author Ollie Master. Big pleasure, and thank you so much for sharing your story here on Overnight America.
Well, thanks for having me, and go Blues.
Oh, that's a nice little thing to throw in at the end there, Ollie Master. Thank you for that. We got a lot to get to on the show still, an awful lot to get to on the show. So here we are. The Missouri 8-week abortion ban is just one step away from going to the governor's desk, which is expected for him to sign it tomorrow. Depending on when they do the vote, we don't exactly know when that could happen. I want to talk a little bit more about that, and I want to leave the lines open for you. We do that on Thursday night to Friday morning, so we kind of allow for the stray topics to be thrown in there, something you may have heard, maybe something you wanted to talk about. We can always get that in. You're always invited to call, but I'm going to start the hour off with the Missouri 8-week abortion ban, and I got a few things to talk to you about with that. 314-436-7900 is the number. Also 800-925-1120. It feels good that it's almost the weekend. I mean, we are just like this close to the weekend. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker, and if you miss any part of the show, you can download it for free by going to kmox.com/ONA. Every time you click that little button to listen to one of our shows or download or subscribe or whatever it is, a producer gets its wings. That's what happens. I think that's the folklore behind that. No, that doesn't happen? Oh, look, there's producer Mike. He's flying around. Aw. Thank you, whoever gave him his wings. Yeah, boy. It's Overnight America. KMOX.